Here's the truth. Your personal brand isn't just important. It's everything. It's not just your logo or your website or even your Instagram bio, social media feed. It's the story people tell about you when you're not in the room, the trust they feel when they see your name, and frankly, the reason why they'll choose you over someone else. Today, I'm diving into how I built my personal brand, and it didn't just change my business, it changed my life. By the end of this episode, you'll know how to start transforming your story into a brand that demands attention, earns trust, builds authority, and creates endless opportunities. Welcome to Becoming the Authority, the secret podcast where we leave the rules behind, break ceilings, and build the dreams they said we couldn't. I'm Nicole Nieves, a former corporate exec turned unapologetic entrepreneur, creating a space for the doers, the dreamers, and the rebels to go all in and bet on themselves. Here, we're talking real stories, bold strategies, and all the mindset shifts you need to turn your what-ifs into watch this. This isn't just about business. This is about building a brand and a life that is unapologetically you. So if you're ready to ditch the doubt, play big, and become the authority in your space, you're in the right place. Let's break ceilings, build the dreams, and make waves together. You in? Let me take you back to the moment that everything changed for me. I was sitting in a conference room surrounded by 30 of the most talented creatives I have ever worked with. Unfortunately, we had just been let go. The safe corporate gig of 15 plus years that I had been pursuing had been shut down overnight. And now, all of us were jobless, hopeless, and completely clueless about what we were going to do next. I was so frustrated, and I'd be lying if I said that I got over it right away. Frankly, for the next few months, I wallowed and cried. I was angry and frustrated, but for me, that wasn't the end. It was the beginning. At the time, I would see all of these amazing creatives around me who were trying to just figure it out, their next step, what they should do. Some of them took jobs that they hated just to pay the bills, which totally get, right? Mom of three boys here, that's a priority. Other people started freelancing, but really struggled to put all the pieces together. They'd get a client here or there, but there wasn't consistency. The majority of us, though, we really wrestled with finding something that truly aligned with our passion while also paying us what we were worth for our talents and skills. After a while, it would just frustrate me when I would look around and I'd see these talented creatives that I used to manage as chief marketing officer still searching for jobs, still trying to find the perfect gig. And one day it hit me. They weren't struggling because they weren't good enough. They were incredibly talented, but they were struggling because they didn't have a personal brand. And to be honest, at the time, neither did I. That realization really sparked something in me. I knew that it was no longer just optional to have a personal brand. People judged you before they knew you right away. Back in the day, they judged you based off of resumes and what your accolades were on paper. Now they judge you based off of your online presence, what you post on social media, and what your background says about what you're capable of. If you watch Love Island like I do, that is definitely my guilty pleasure, then you'll hear them say all the time, "That's my type on paper." But then something doesn't click. And a lot of times, the type of person that they do connect with doesn't necessarily look good on paper. That's the difference between ignoring your personal brand or choosing to proactively write the narrative and tell the story you want to share with the world. That moment is where the brand vibe was born. I had spent years in corporate as vice president of sales, chief marketing officer, creative director. My entire job was building up other people's brands, making multi-million dollars for the big guys. And I sat there and thought, why couldn't I take those skills and use them to empower the little guys, people just like you and me, who have a story to share, a skill to offer, a mission to lead? So I went all in on building this business and my own personal brand, not just as a safety net, but as my launch pad. And let me tell you, it has been one of the most important decisions I've made in my life. It was a decision to go all in on myself, to answer a burning calling in my life where I knew I was made for more. I knew God was preparing me for something bigger. I just didn't exactly know what that looked like. And instead of sitting there and wallowing, and honestly, one of the most hardest moments of my life, losing my job and my corporate career, being knocked down that ladder, I used that as an opportunity to do something bigger and greater. I felt like I was pushed into this world of entrepreneurship, and I decided to embrace it with open arms. So whether you are in the middle of your moment right now, of having to make a decision on what you want to go all in for this year, or you've been in it and you're feeling discouraged and frustrated, you're stuck and you're not sure how to get out of it and if you really are made for this, I'm here to tell you that if that passion is still on your heart, if it's still burning within, don't give up. Don't quit your dreams. Instead, build the life they said you couldn't. Become the authority that you know you are. It starts with your personal brand. So if you're feeling stuck these days, number one, know you're not alone. And number two, let's talk about why. You know you're incredible at what you do, but maybe, just maybe, no one else knows about it. Instead, you are your industry's best kept secret. You're not standing out, and opportunities around you feel few, far, and in between. Maybe you've pretty much built your business on a referral basis, but that's only going to take you so far. Maybe you're feeling like you have so much potential within, but no one else knows about it. And you're kind of tired of being the best kept secret. You're ready to stand up, show out, and show off. Maybe you're stuck because despite you putting yourself out there, you feel like no one is listening and you're getting lost in the crowd. Social post after social post, trend after trend, platform after platform. It is exhausting. You are doing your best. You're literally out here doing your best and no one is listening. Or worse, they're hiring other people who are way less talented than you because those people are louder, bolder, action takers. They then are perceived as someone who is more of an authority than you are, and it's literally eating you up inside because you know that you are so much better, can do so much more, and can help people that much more intentionally than what your peers are doing right now. Or maybe, just maybe, the reason why you're stuck is because you're so focused on building everybody else's dreams that you haven't taken the time to build your own. Ooh, okay, I know that one hurt, but listen, you know you're leaving money on the table, but more importantly, you are leaving your impact on the table. Maybe you're like me in my corporate days where you are grinding for somebody else and you know that there is so much bigger of a mission out there for you to take part in and for you to create an impact around. Or frankly, maybe your business has its ebbs and flows, and like I had been the past couple years, you're so focused on just building other people's business as a service provider and helping to elevate their brands that your own is taking a back seat. And gosh, for my service pros, coaches, consultants, I get it. I have been there. I've gone through phases in my business where my personal brand was loud and proud, and phases where it was quiet, sometimes for reasons completely outside of my control, and sometimes by choice, sometimes by fear. Whatever it is, give yourself grace. This is not about adding more guilt to yourself. This is your wake-up call to say that the stage is still waiting for you. And this time, it's time for you to step on it and shine the spotlight on yourself. Because baby, you were not born to blend in. You were born to stand out. Just think about this. What would it feel like if your dream clients were DMing you all day saying, I need to work with you ASAP. Here's my money. No sales call needed. No launch required. No headache clients to pull you down. Just your dream clients wanting to work with you. Or maybe it's your time to enter your thought leadership era. From speaking on stages to writing a book to brand collabs you've only ever dreamed of. And it's not because you're pitching yourself right and left. It's because your brand speaks for itself. And you're truly viewed as the go-to authority in your industry. And most importantly, imagine what it feels like for you to be getting paid what you know you should be getting paid. I don't like to say getting paid your worth, because your worth is so much more than what a dollar amount can put on it. But you know you should be getting paid more than you are right now. And in a world where people are valuing your time and setting your boundaries, in a world where your business is feeling aligned with your passion and your purpose, you are getting paid for the thing you love to do without having to prove yourself over and over again, because people just know when they say your name that you mean business and that you get the job done. That is the power of a strong personal brand. It doesn't just open doors, it builds the room. And you, my friend, are the architect. Now, before I break down exactly how to make this happen, which I will, I want you to know that your personal brand isn't just about you. And that's a huge misconception people have when it comes to their personal brand. We are still all about building a sustainable, thriving business that works and functions without you needing to be in the business all the time. So before you run away and think, I don't want to be the face of my brand, I don't want to build my personal brand, I just want a business that functions without me, where I can create a faceless account and I get to sit on the sidelines, let me set the record straight. Every business needs to have a strong personal brand figure in front of them. Who Adam Mosseri is to Instagram, who Elon Musk is to Tesla, who Richard Branson is to Virgin Airlines, Virgin Hotels, Virgin Cruises. That's who you need to be. Regardless, the founder or CEO has a strong personal brand presence that builds trust and relatability directly with people. Maybe your type of brand is more lifestyle. Think Brené Brown, Jay Shetty, Oprah. Those individuals have still built empires based off the foundation of their brand. Maybe you're more on the influencer style of branding. Think the Kardashians, based off of their name, the audience that they've built, and the values that they have. Kylie Jenner is a perfect example of someone who started out just posting about their brand and then started to become known for makeup, evolving that into her entire makeup empire, Kylie Cosmetics. Or one of my favorites, Rihanna, and what she's been able to build with Fenty Beauty, or Selena Gomez and Rare Beauty. Are we sensing a theme here? Every successful company and business still has an equally successful, if not more successful, personal brand at the heart of it. If you have big dreams, big goals, you do not have room to play with this. Like, you have got to get serious about building your personal brand. So here are the 5 steps you need to take to focus on when it comes to building your personal brand. I call this my brand framework. It is the foundation of every single thing that I teach. It is the heart of my entire business. It's what single-handedly helped me catapult hundreds of clients to the authorities and experts that they are in their field, helping them quit their jobs, make 6 figures a year, 7 figures a year, and most importantly, scale the business and life of their dreams. So here's how it works. 5 core things for you to break down: brand, brilliance, reputation, aesthetic, narrative, digital presence. Let's talk about it. Your brilliance is your unique genius. It's your secret sauce. It's your expertise. It's your superpowers. It's the thing that sets you apart. This is what your vibe, your energy is really built off of. It's so critical for you to uncover that and amplify it. And I know a lot of people get hung up here. It's so much easier to look at what other people are doing well than to look within on what you do best. So if you need help trying to figure out what sets you apart, what your secret sauce is, what people think about when it comes to who you are and what you're capable of, ask them. Ask them. You will have so much insight from the people around you by asking a simple question like, when it comes to my skill set, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Collect all of these answers and then sit with this. What feels good? What do you want to amplify? What lights you up? What sets you on fire? What are you passionate about? And what do you have that no one else does? Once you've identified that, you can move on to the second part of the framework, which is all about your reputation. What do you want to be known for? Everything related to your personal brand comes back to your reputation. Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, says your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. First of all, what rooms do you want to be in? And second of all, what do you want people to say in those rooms? What do you want to become known for? What vibe do you want to create? What type of referrals do you want to come your way? What type of expert and authority do you want to be? How does that enhance your brilliance or leverage it to help others? Once you have these 2 components, you are ahead of 95% of people out there who are trying to build their personal brand. And now you're ready to bring it to life visually, emotionally, vocally, through your aesthetic. And not just your visuals on paper, but literally your entire vibe, your vision, your voice, your visuals, your values. How do you want to embody that? How do you want that to be perceived? How do you want to showcase that? How do you want to stand in your confidence around it? This is what will help you craft a brand that is authentic to who you are and doesn't just look, feel, sound like everyone else that's out there. If you're a beige girly through and through, don't be afraid to own that, but own your unique spin on it. If you're someone who's bold and vibrant, embrace those colors, stand on it. This is how you can call in your people who are magnetically attracted to who you are, to your aesthetic, to your own vibe. If you're just looking and sounding like everyone else, of course you're blending in with the crowd. Of course you're not standing out online. Find what's authentic to you. 4th, you need to own your narrative. Your story is your superpower. From your background and where you came from, how you grew up, to how your business started, how you became an expert in your field, how you crafted your skill set and talents, to all of the glow ups that you've had along the way, and how you've helped other people do the same. Use those stories again and again. Use it to connect to your audience. Stories compel, stories sell. Some of the best commercials of the Super Bowl, the most expensive advertising spots you could ever get. Use stories to connect to people. Why would you do anything different when it comes to building your brand online? And speaking of being online, the fifth and final part of building the foundation of a solid personal brand is amplifying your digital presence from social media to email to content that you're putting out, whether it's through a blog or YouTube, a podcast like this. Your digital presence starts to tell the story you want to become known for. It starts to amplify the brilliance that you have. It brings to life the aesthetic, the visuals. Your voice comes to life through your content and your stories. It's what makes you go from overlooked to overbooked, what takes your social media from post to profit. And it's the last step of the process for a reason, because it's amplifying everything else that you've already identified. But amplify you must. You're done being the world's best kept secret. At this point, it's time for you to shine. People overcomplicate what it means to build your brand, but this is truly what it comes down to, these five core elements. And it's one thing to have it in theory or even to brainstorm on paper. It's a whole other thing to put it into practice and actually take action around it. So if you're thinking, all right, Nicole, I get it, but I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling impossible. Imposter syndrome, I'm just not ready, or I'm ready, but I don't really know where to start, or I've done all this before and I'm stuck. It still hasn't worked for me. I have Googled all of the branding tips. I have tweaked my bio 17 times and I've posted till my thumbs are sore. Not to mention thousands of dollars spent on coaches and masterminds, courses that are just sitting on the shelf, and a ridiculous amount of hours on Google, YouTube, and even ChatGPT trying to put the pieces together on my own. Do you feel seen? Listen, I've spent over a decade building bold brands for entrepreneurs, creators, and coaches, both in my corporate life for my clients then, and also as an entrepreneur for my clients now. And I am done gatekeeping. I took the exact strategies and frameworks that have made me seven figures as an entrepreneur and helped my clients to do the same. The ones that I've used for some of the biggest names in the industry, and the ones that I've used in partnership with Fortune 500 companies, and put it all together inside of my personal brand bootcamp. A one-day transformation-based course that's rooted in my proven frameworks and actionable strategies, the ones that have helped my clients increase their visibility, magnetize their dream clients, and grow their income without burning out. But the most important part of this is that this isn't just about learning something. This is about implementing what you've learned along the way and doing it all in one day. Because listen, I'm not about creating something that's just gonna sit on the shelf and collect dust. If you're getting this course, it's for you to actually take action. If you're not ready to take action, don't buy this course, because this isn't just another personal branding course. This is a true one-day transformation that is meant to take you from what am I doing wrong? I can't figure it out to yes, this is so me. Trust me, by the end of this, you'll have a bold, intentional, unapologetically you-coded brand that cuts through the noise and connects to your dream clients. Each module is conveniently broken down into a timeline where you could both binge the content and implement the strategies. From hour one being all about how to teach you to become the authority, to hours 2, 3, and 4, focusing on your strategy, your messaging, and owning your vibe, to hours 5 and 6, where you're unlocking your unique edge in your brand framework and creating magnetic content, literally walking away with 30 days worth of content at your fingertips. And just in case you thought that I was going to leave you doing this on your own, I also have the AI brand playbook as your bonus, because there's no reason why you can't leverage technology in a way that helps enhance and amplify the work that you're already doing. I'm all about helping you work smarter, not harder. So if you're ready to magnetize your message, if you are tired of blending in into a sea of sameness, if you are done with the feast or famine grind and you want to monetize your digital presence and own your vibe with confidence, get the personal branding bootcamp. Trust me, your dream clients, they're waiting for you, but they're not going to find you if you're stuck in the shadows. It's time for you to get clear, get confident, and get paid. But here's the thing about building your personal brand. None of this is going to work if you don't believe in yourself first. It starts with owning your confidence. You can't step into your power until you ditch the imposter syndrome and finally start to see yourself as the expert leader and CEO you know you can be. So in the next episode, we're diving into this critical mindset shift and unlocking the confidence code. Because before anyone else can believe in your business, you have to. So let's talk about claiming your confidence, commanding attention, and finally showing up as the unstoppable force your brand and your business deserves. I'll meet you there.